96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
My black brother, I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true, because you're my black brother.
Strong brothers, good brothers, strong fathers, good fathers. How do we define true fatherhood in 2016? As we move into Father's Day weekend, we're going to talk about that. And tonight we have some fathers as part of a fatherhood panel. My guests are Jeffrey Rasko. He's a community activist, and he's also the host of the annual Southeast D.C. Father's Day Cookout, and also Leopold McLaughlin. He's the board chairman of Our Blended Families Incorporated. We also tonight want to hear from fathers. We want to hear from children. We even want to hear from the women who love those fathers about the true definition of fatherhood in 2016. And listen, we never, ever do shout outs on this show. But today we're going to make an exception. If you have a good shout out briefly to a good father or father figure, we would like to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Jeffrey, Leopold, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so let me do the first shout out because it's my show. Okay, I want to shout out to Harold Fisher Jr., my dad. He is 78 years old, alive and kicking, but like I said, not kicking quite as high as he used to.
Right, right.
But he's doing all right, and certainly, you know, one of the heroes when it comes to good fathers, not perfect, but good fathers. And certainly I wanted to, you know, shout out and salute him. But I'm going to start with you, Leopold. When you hear the word fatherhood, how would you define it briefly in 2016?
Well, nowadays it's a lot different than how it was when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, fathers were more of just a provider. And I think nowadays that has changed and it has evolved, meaning that nowadays a father is more, he's more involved with the child. He's a nurturer now, whereas back in the day it was looked upon as just a mother being a nurturer. And for me, as I relate to, let's say, my daughter, I become more of, let's say, a role model for her. I set the bar high for her so that when she, gets old enough to date, she will see the qualities that I have.
And so that's about, 40 when she's old enough?
Yeah, and I told her that before. About 40, 41.
And she's how old now?
She's 8 years old.
She's got 32 more years to go before she's allowed to date. I get it.
Right.
Same question for you, Jeffrey. How would you define fatherhood in 2016?
I believe fatherhood is the most important job you'll ever have that you never apply for. It's so important in the life of a child, whether that child is male or female, because it gives them the foundation from which to view their other relationships, whether that's socially, whether that's in the work world with their work ethics. A lot of children look to their father as the ideal male in their life, and this is the person who they pattern their relationships with other males around.
You know, one of the things that's interesting, even in preparing for this show, We do a Mother's Day weekend show, and we also obviously are doing this Father's Day weekend show, and there are all kinds of songs and messages and poems, you know, from Tupac to the OJs when it comes to mothers. But it was so difficult to find an upbeat father's theme for this show. Why is it that fathers seem to, on one hand, get a bit of a bad rap, even if it's in popular culture?
I think it's because in a lot of situations, a lot of dads weren't there, but a lot of dads are there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times society will let us think that it's so rare for a father to be there, when in my lifetime, myself as a single dad, my son's mother passed away, and people actually asked me, well, what's going to happen with your son? And I let them know that, you know, I'm going to raise them. It's my responsibility, you know. So I didn't shy away from it. And I see a lot of males every day that don't shy away from it. But unfortunately, there's the it's more popular to just assume, it seems like, just assume that men aren't in their children's lives.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about defining fatherhood in 2016. What is true fatherhood? You can give us a call if you want to chime in on that, if you have a comment about what fatherhood in 2016 is for you, whether you are a child, whether you are a father, whether perhaps you are, you know, a woman or a mate of a great father. Let's go to Jamaica, calling from D.C. Jamaica, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to my Uncle Dwayne. He has been the perfect role model, what a real man should be, what one should look like, how he should treat a woman, period. My father, myself, he was in and out of my life, and to say that I actually have someone that I can look up to as a male is a wonderful thing, and I just want to say thank you to him.
Jamaica, thank you so much. Very nice. We appreciate your phone call. Carla, calling from Herndon, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm really grateful for my boyfriend. When he met me, I was a single mother. My son's father wasn't in his life at all, and he really took my son as his, and he's been a great father, and we actually have a child now together, a newborn, and he's just been an outstanding man to me and father. He reads my son a story every night before bed, and I just admire him and what he's done as a man.
Okay.
And really stepped up to the plate.
Well, Carla, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And that's an interesting thing, Leopold. Carla's talking about that nurturing piece, mm-hmm. you know, the bedtime stories, and also supporting mothers and wives and the like. Talk to me a little bit about that, particularly when it comes to blended families, because you are the board chair of our Blended Families Incorporated. Tell me a little bit about that, right, and what that means.
Right, absolutely. Well, first, I would say this, that first of all, I was lucky enough to be raised by both my parents, and it makes a big difference. When I had gotten married, I was involved in a blended family. My ex-wife had two daughters, and of course, I had two kids myself. And so it was kind of like the Brady Bunch. Now, now the thing is that there's specific roles in which the mother and the father, the stepmother and the stepfather has to still take, you know. And a lot of times we don't do enough. Like the step parent may say, okay, well, that's her kids, I'm not going to get involved in that. But that's not the way to do it. You have to both raise the kids and be a part of that that child's life.
Mm-hmm.
So what this caller you know, just said was really excellent, because for her a boyfriend to take that kind of initiative and help with her child, that's phenomenal. I admire that.
Before I take another call, I want to make sure that we get the information out for both of you. For people who want to find out more about our Blended Families, Inc., how can they find that on the web?
You can go to obf4u.org, and it's OBF and then a number 4 and the letter U, www.thewekanfind.org. And that's
the way that we can find you online. And as always, we're going to be placing that information on whur.com after this program is over. And by the way, real quick, talk to me about this Southeast Father's Day cookout. We've talked about it on this program before, and where they can get information about that.
J. Ray's annual Father's Day cookout, it actually used to be in Southeast at Anacostia Park. We had so many people come that we actually outgrew that park. So we're now in Upper Marlboro at Rosieville State Park. We've been there the last 2 years. This is our 18th year providing for the community, having a good time on Father's Day. It's completely free. I'm inviting everyone to come out. You can get more information via Facebook regarding J. Raz Father's Day Cookout. Also on my Facebook page, Jeffrey Rasko, facebook.com, Jeffrey Rasko.
And that's Rasko, not Rosco. Rasko, R-A-S-C-O-E, J. Rasko. So, and we're going to be putting that stuff up. Like you say, golly, it has grown 18 years, and you do all the cooking.
I do the hosting. I have a wonderful guy on the grill. We have an 8-foot grill, and we cook food, all kinds of meats. We have pork, we fry chicken, we fry fish, we have dessert, everything. And it's a great time for the children, the fathers, as well as the mothers, just to come out and just have a ball.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to talk more about fatherhood, what it means, the ups, the downs, the best way to keep, you know, the daughters of these fathers from dating until they're at least 40 years old. We're going to be talking about all of that. So look, if you're on the phone, that includes Kibwe and Laurie. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back.